Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your yard aren't exactly comfortable, and while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.
The final edition.
So on this week's show, we have a show, which we didn't last week because my computer was broken. So now my computer is fixed, sort of, and we have two men on the streets because over the last 2 weeks, apparently, two things happened. And we've got sketches about money and the next Woodstock concert, but I repeat myself, and outer space and baseball, and of course, when you think about baseball, you think about sex, to make the baseball last longer. Anyway, sex is in the news, I assume. I mean, it always is, so. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
The public has now seen the first ever picture taken of a black hole. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Does everyone understand the gravity of this situation?
Hey, wait a minute. That's just a still from Event Horizon.
I thought the photos were a bit blurry.
These are bad photos.
Bad photography.
Like, what kind of camera did they use?
What did they, because iPhone 6s take better.
Yeah, seriously, the Android.
They tried it with a flashbulb, and, you know, black holes absorb light.
I think we should wait until we see the unredacted photos of the black hole, not the photo that Barr chose to release.
You want to see all the light removed from the universe? Take a picture of drugs. Dare to stay off drugs.
I'm just going to put it out there. Blue holes matter too.
I got a picture of a black hole for you. It's that one NASA took today.
Welcome to Space Oddities, an exploration of space exploration. I'm Don Makepeace, and I'm very excited to welcome three American astronauts who had a documented encounter with an unidentified flying object. Here with us is Captain Terry Stenard, Colonel Sean Broadhurst, and Colonel Chris Peterson. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here. I'm glad you invited us.
Now let's hear about this UFO. The three of you are on a flight mission to the International Space Station. When was this?
April 3rd, 2011.
June 6th, 2014.
Last week.
And what exactly did you see?
Well, I looked out the window on the port side and saw a glowing red disc that came up very quickly and matched our movements for some distance.
Mm-hmm. And did it try to communicate?
No, the green cigar-shaped object then moved towards us.
Away from us.
And tried to communicate.
And as it got closer, I could hear a low hum.
Dead silence.
Al Jolson singing Toot Toot Tootsie.
Fascinating, eh? And were you threatened at all?
No.
Yes.
Thursday.
So there you were, the three of you, in a completely unknown situation. What was your next move?
Well, the obvious tactic was evasive maneuvers.
The best strategy was to return their communications.
I suggested a spacewalk.
So did all of you decide on a plan?
No.
No.
Thursday.
What a riveting encounter with a possible alien life form. We're almost out of time, so what was the ultimate outcome that day?
Well, we cut the mission short and returned to base to be decontaminated.
That was very sensible.
We continued the mission while the UFO tracked our movements.
How brave.
We all died.
I'm so sorry.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Dark, hard, and in a tiny little paper cup.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Platonically.
I like my men like I like my coffee. From Trader Joe's.
I like my men the way I like my coffee. Turkish.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Homosexually.
The 50th anniversary Woodstock Festival is coming up. We wanted to ask some of the original performers from 1969 what they think of it. So we called the only person who knows how to reach them.
Hello. This is the psychic, Miss Cleo. Not to be confused with the other psychic, Miss Cleo. I knew you were going to call.
Miss Cleo, what do the original performers think of the new music stars for Woodstock 50?
Well, Jimi Hendrix is happy. A former drug dealer is headlining.
Jay-Z?
He was a crack dealer before Beyonce's daddy sold her off to him. And the other spirits are talking now. Jerry Garcia, Paul Butterfield, George Clinton, they're all looking forward to seeing that poor little Cyrus girl.
No, wait a minute. Isn't George Clinton still alive?
Yes, but George Clinton exists in several planes of reality.
That explains a lot. Are you getting any other messages?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm getting a warning from Jamiroquai. He played in Woodstock 99. He says Pussy Riot are Russian spies. He heard it on Fox News.
Isn't Jamiroquai still alive too?
Yes. But he works as my assistant now.
Welcome to Meteorology School, everyone. You're all here because you love studying and reporting the weather. So why don't we jump right in, okay? This is an image of Tropical Storm Frederick. Now, this is the most important lesson any meteorologist must learn. It's going to be with you throughout your careers. Sometimes weather looks like a penis.
Professor, I got a question.
Yep.
What?
You heard me, young man. Every year, we see good weather people taken down by photos where it looks like they have a large cloud penis, or it looks like a large cloud penis is coming out of their butts, or going into their mouths. It's not funny. If you don't have a thick skin, you'll never make it as a weather forecaster.
That's crazy, Professor. Nobody's gonna make a fool of old Carl Butts' name by making me look like I have a giant penis made of low atmospheric pressure combined with a warm front coming up from the Gulf Coast.
Sure, that's what all the hotshots green screen jockeys say at first. But it doesn't just stop with penises. What about cloud bunny ears, or two clouds coming out of the sides of your head, making you look like a cartoon character who just swallowed a stick of dynamite? It could happen. Or what if there are two hurricanes in the same region, and they look like boobies? What are you gonna do then, hotshot?
Stop it, Professor. You're scaring us.
And sometimes it's a very girthy storm, with a heavy but erratic downpour, probably because it was out drinking the night before. And sometimes it curves kind of to the left, and you're shy about showing it, so you sabotage all your relationships rather than ever being vulnerable to another person again.
Jeez, Professor, we get it, okay? Weather looks like a penis sometimes.
And?
And there's nothing we can do about that.
You got it. Okay, that's enough for one day. Tomorrow, we're gonna learn about what rainbows are. Why don't you guys hit the showers? And fellas?
Yeah? Yeah?
Remember to wash behind your cloud penises.
Will do. I'm gonna get that grundle.
And now we take a look at the secret true meanings behind some of your favorite holidays. This is Reason for the Season.
Cinco de Mayo celebrates the great moment in Mexican history when Americans discovered that this isn't Mexican Independence Day.
Reason for the Season is an educational resource of the drawer in your grandfather's room that he keeps locked.
We take you now to the storied chambers of the Baseball Hall of Fame to share some of the forgotten and unbelievable tales of our national pastime's past. This is Legends of Cooperstown.
I'm Rusty LaGrange.
And I'm Krusty O'Shaughnessy.
We're both adjunct professors of baseballology at nearby Colgate University.
And this is Legends of Cooperstown, the show where we share some of the unbelievable and amazing legends of the early days of professional baseball, when men were men, boys were men, and women were kind of men.
Our first story today involves legendary first baseman Adrian Constantine Cap Anson. Now, most people remember Cap for his career 3,435 hits, as well as his aggressively hateful support of racial segregation.
But fewer people are aware that old Cap met his end at a St. Louis bordello bathroom, murdered by a gambler named Fortunate Joe D'Souza.
A storied end to a storied career.
But I think it's safe to say that most of our stories are quite storied. For instance, many ignorant puddinheads erroneously suppose that Shoeless Joe Jackson got his name for playing the old round-the-horn do-si-do without any shoes on.
When in actuality, as a teenager, old Joe used to pick up sailors at wharfside bars for back-alley sex. Except afterwards, he would bludgeon them with his lucky lead pipe, and just to be sure they couldn't chase after him, he'd steal their shoes.
It's like I always say, behind every big swing is a big storied story.
And few of them are bigger than the legendary story of legendary Philadelphian Jimmy Fox.
Now let me ask you, Krusty.
You're Krusty, I'm Rusty.
Oh, right. Let me ask you, Rusty. Is this legend storied?
Why, it's as storied as a 30-story building.
So it has 30 stories?
What?
Huh?
Well, anyway, we all know how superstitious adherence to the sweet outdoor science can be.
Why, my thesis paper was on superstitions.
Let me finish my damn story, Krusty.
Oh, sorry.
But few had a ritual as stupefying and voodoo-tastic as old Jimmy Fox. Before every home game, old Jimmy would murder a nameless drifter, dissolve their bodies in lye, and dip his glove in it. For luck! Police only got wise to this because of his deathbed confession.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of Storied Legends of Storied Cooperstown. Join us next week when we dive into baseball's most recent storied history and reveal that all this time, Robin Yount was the Zodiac Killer.
He's Krusty O'Shaughnessy. I'm Rusty LaGrange. Good night, America, and play ball.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man on the street!
Your taxes are due. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Here's the great thing about taxes. You don't have to pay them if you don't want to.
Hi, it's Gerald from H&R Block. We're dusting off our desks for this 1 week when we'll finally have customers.
What do they do all year?
They become a Halloween pop-up store.
Taxes? I don't take them anymore.
I use Uber and Lyft.
You know, in school, like when you just like Christmas tree, the Scantron test, I just do that for my taxes. Put like a 1, a 0, a few numbers here, a few numbers there. It works out.
Did you file a W? Because I filed a W too.
But Mike, I don't understand. What's the W for?
I don't pay taxes, but I also actively prevent fire trucks from getting to fires.
So it all evens out.
Do I have to report the money I found in that suitcase?
You do now.
Is weed deductible?
Hey, guys, how's your tax bracket looking this season?
Mine's busted.
I have that charitable donation to Duke going all the way to the Final Four.
I filed my taxes with H&R Block. H, nice guy. R, bit of a prick.
I pay my taxes every year because I have decided in 10 years I really want to jump off of a really, really nice built bridge.
Guys, here's the great thing about taxes.
First, sports teams threatened to move when cities wouldn't give them a new stadium or some other bonus. Now anything can be moved, and this time it's the Golden Gate Bridge. Our reporter Sarah Marks has that story.
The Golden Gate Bridge is a 1.7-mile suspension built to run precisely from the northwestern tip of the San Francisco Peninsula to the southeasternmost point of Marin County. But according to its owners at the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District, they could move it anywhere.
Well, there's all kinds of subsidies for homeless vets. We're just asking for a chunk of that, since the bridge doesn't technically live anywhere.
But what can you possibly do with an 8,000-foot bridge?
Oh, a lot of things. We could take it on tour, show it around, and a lot of places want to buy it outright, like Arizona got London Bridge. We're getting a very attractive offer on the Golden Gate from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Does Cheyenne even have a river?
No. We can move the ocean out there, too.
Meanwhile, in Memphis, Tennessee, the owners of Graceland are threatening to move Elvis's home to Nashville, or even Asia, unless the city gives it more tax revenue so it can expand.
Well, I think the king deserves another living room and a couple more pool tables. And an airport. King needs an airport.
In Hollywood, owners are threatening to sell the Hollywood sign unless they get more money from the county. What other city could possibly use a sign that says Hollywood?
Oh, you could put the letters in any order you want. They could get rid of the L's and the D and spell, ooh, why?
And finally, an anonymous hedge fund is demanding money from UNICEF, or it will move the North Pole to Dubai.
And San Diego has put in a bid for Magnetic North. They're building a stadium for it.
But not really, because all these stories would be ridiculous. Except the one about Graceland. That's real. This is Sarah Marks for the Final Edition.
I like my men like I like my whiskey. Trapped in an oak barrel for 18 years.
I like my men like I like my whiskey. With a lot of coke.
I like my women the way I like my whiskey. Ice cold.
Like my women like I like my whiskey. Canadian.
I like my men like I like my whiskey. They make me black out.
I like my women like I like my whiskey. Picked up at the duty-free shop.
I like my women like I like my whiskey. Smelling it on my dad's breath?
I like my women the way I like my whiskey. Sealed by hot wax.
I like my men like I like my whiskey. I'm addicted to it and it's unhealthy.
I like my women like I like my whiskey. Muddled with fruit.
I like my women like I like my whiskey. Sour.
I like my women like I like my whiskey. In secret.
I like my men like I like my whiskey. Rubbed on the gums of a baby.
I like my women like I like my whiskey. Scottish, strong, and an unpronounceable name.
I like my coffee like I like my whiskey. I like them.
I like them both. I like them pretty equally.
So I was sitting around last night with my calculator just doing some fun math. And look what I came up with. So at the Final Edition, we have about 5 women who regularly perform. So if each of those women had to take 1 hour a day for grooming, just basic stuff, you know, like leg shaving, hair drying, curling, makeup, then multiply those 5 hours a day by 7 days a week. That's 140 hours a month, which is 1,680 hours a year. So in 6 years, if we left the house like the guys do every day, the women of the Final Edition could do that 10,000 hours thing and master something. What do you want to master? Sculpting? restoring old-timey cars? Ooh! Should we start a startup and become millionaires? No, that's not a good idea, because to be CEO of our own startup, we'd have to spend even more time on grooming. Okay, so then my plans fell through for the night, so I thought, let's do more math. So how about money spent on hair salons, hair dye, makeup, flowery, smelly things so we always smell good from scalp to toenail beds, razors, facials, and then once you figure out that number, divide it by the hours worked to make that money. But of course, that's 70 cents to the dude dollar. Okay, times it by 5 in this room, and wow, crazy I had time to even write a sketch, huh? Then, once I recovered from my abandonment issue swelling up after the 3rd social cancellation in one weekend, I did more math! Here's a fun one. The money spent on cabs for distances we totally could have walked but didn't because it was night and we didn't want to be hurt or scared of being hurt. Add that to the time we have to find to go to the gym to put cardio back in our schedule since we miss out on so much regular walking in our day-to-day lives. Then subtract the time at the gym by dealing with guys doing things like taking the weights off your machine without asking because they assume you are just there to take selfies, or the time it takes for guys to tell you how to improve your workout as a really lame attempt at flirtation, or the time it takes to move to a different section of the gym because the guy sitting on the machine not working out hasn't stopped watching your squat reps for 7 minutes, and yep, that looks like a boner. Oh, and I was stumped on how to calculate the anxiety around getting to the gym before it's dark because the garage is super creepy and you've been hit on and followed there too. And just for fun, while I was waiting for my tear-soaked pillow to get through wash and dry cycles before I could go to sleep, because my friendship contracts are somehow all written in invisible ink, I did the math on time spent doing emotional labor, including the writing and performing of this very sketch, since there are still tons of men who believe they have no privilege and it's so tough being a guy right now. I mean, you can't even hug a woman without allegations, am I right? Multiply that number by the cost of Tums and or weed and or wine, or really the drug of your choice when you're dealing with your stomach turning when you see recent headlines like almost 50% of men think that the wage gap is a myth. So yeah. Ladies, you want to like hang out or something and do math and dismantle the patriarchy and get really good at wood carving or something? Okay, why is everyone always canceling on me?
When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on airdo. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and
I like my math like I like my whiskey. A lot of proof.
I like my women like I like my numbers. Irrational.
I like my women like I like my numbers. I don't understand them.
I like my women like I like my numbers. In the Bible.
I like my men like I like my numbers. In the prime.
I like my women the way I like my numbers. Odd.
I like my men like I like my numbers. Imaginary.
That's really Honey, good. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes. I think it'd be fun to do a little role-playing with the man I love.
I have to say, when I brought it up, I was a little nervous, but since you agreed, I've been looking forward to this all week.
Me too. Okay, the safe word is Subway.
Oh, the place we met perfect. Oh, actually, no, that's not going to work.
Really? Why not?
Because I might want to say the word Subway during the role-playing, but not mean it as the safe word.
You really think two CEOs of Fortune 500 companies who get themselves locked in a supply closet and have nothing else to do but bone would say Subway?
Hey, the sex is really great, but do you know what time the last Subway runs tonight?
CEOs don't take the Subway.
Aha, but you still said it.
Good point.
How about the safe word is Columbus? No one ever says the word Columbus. Mm.
Hey, fellow CEO, you working on Monday even though it's Columbus Day? Of course, because I run a Fortune 500 company and never have a day off.
Ah, yep, you're right.
Tuna fish sandwich.
That's a CEO's favorite breaded snack. How about cilantro or sriracha?
A regular business meeting conversation starter. Humphrey Bogart.
One, every CEO's inspiration for fashion, and two, let me Humphrey Bogart you.
Damn, you're right. This is harder than I thought.
Yeah. Okay, what if it's like a sentence, one that no one, not even a CEO, would ever say?
Yes, Perfect. Something like...
Looks like the clouds are fluffier than normal today. We'll be in a closet, so we can't even see the sky.
True, but my CEO owns the country's top weather magazine, so it could come up.
Mm, true.
What about Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney, Chim Chim Chiru?
I'm role-playing as Walt Disney, so...
Then what about a sound? Like, gah!
Kind of sounds like gagging. Swoo!
That's the sound you make when you climax.
Oh, right.
Binga, 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 binga.
It kind of sounds like a squeaky bed. How about ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
Now you know we only make love to the song hooked on a feeling.
Damn, who knew it'd be this hard to think of a safe word? This makes me not even want to roleplay anymore. Jeez.
Wait, what if that's it?
What?
What you just said. Damn, who knew it would be this hard to think of a safe word? This makes me not even want to roleplay anymore. Jeez.
Oh, yeah, there's no way we're going to say that.
Good. Then it's agreed. Our safe word is, damn, who knew it would be this hard to think of a safe word? This makes me not even want to roleplay anymore. Jeez. You ready? Oh, Mr. Disney, since we're locked in this supply closet, now's a great time to title your movie about a safe deposit box that befriends singing garlic rolls.
Damn, who knew it'd be this hard to think of a safe word? This makes me not even want to roleplay anymore. Jeez!
Honey!
Ah, damn, sorry!
Let's just go into separate rooms and cry while masturbating like every other loveless couple.
Agreed.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Valerie Vandepan, Gil Barron, Ben Kirshner, Jessica Park, and Keith Saltajanes. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Mike Besaw, Samantha Gerwitz, and Chase O'Donnell. Everything was produced and engineered by Barry Lank, with help at the UBN Go Studios by the mighty Kurt Carlson. Lots of music, as always, by Kevin MacLeod. Next week, we'll have... I don't know. We'll have a show? Again? Good night. Working on a crossword phrase. Every time I call, you run across the hall. You cross me 57 ways. Voyaging down across the Delaware. Columbus crossed the ocean blue. If there's any more crossing to be done, Papa's gonna double cross you. Thank you.